Okay, today's lunch by Nitzvah Chaim from Shari Moshe and Neil Rivka by Sir Israel. It's from Nachman and Moshe, B'Yischus for Shlaim Achaim Moshe and Malkam and Baruch HaBasar Malkam and Matitz and Fengel Dina, and it's Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Resh Nun Zayin. We are up to Sif Zayin. Continuing on in the Halachas of Hatmana. So, Kol Hecha, the Srinan Hatmana. This is something we've discussed already. The Mechaber Shita, and the Ramah seems to say that this is the way we should be Noyig. Kol Hecha Ba'asrinan, but we'll see there is this Kula Dikashita that we've mentioned before. Kol Hecha Ba'asrinan Atman, any place that we say Atman is Asr, Afila Bikaderim of Vishalas Kol Tzarcha Asrinan. Even if the pot is completely cooked, Atmana is Asr. Vafila Mitzdamik V'raloi, even it's Mitzdamik V'raloi, meaning that the more it cooks, it's going to ruin the food. You're not allowed to do Atmana. So again, this is unlike what we learned by Shia. By Shia leaving something on the fire, we said that even according to the Mechaber, if it's Mistamik V'raloi, so then I'm not concerned you're going to be Shemi Yechata, because the last thing you're going to want to do is be Mechata into the Gechalim. So therefore, we say it is fine, you're allowed to leave it on the fire, even if it's not Garvikatam. However, when it comes to Atmana, no. When it comes to Hatmana, says the Mechaber, even though the whole concern of Hatmana was that you might be matmanin in something that has remetz, that has coal still mixed into it, and therefore you might be mechata. So l'chayra, if it's mitzdamik v'raloi, we shouldn't be concerned. Says the Mechaber, no. When it comes to Hatmana, you're not allowed to. So and says the Rama, v'chein ikker. This is the ikker halacha. So before we get to the v'yesh mekilin that the Rama is going to bring down. Let's understand the Mechaber. Why is Atmana Asa, even if it's Mitzdamik V'raloi? Says the Mechaber, Kol Tzarka, V'loi Dami L'Shia Al Gavi Kira. This is not similar to the halacha of when you leave a pot on the stove. The L'Kula Ami Mutav V'Mavushal Kol Tzarka. That everyone agrees that it's Mavushal Kol Tzarka, you're allowed to leave it there. Because it could be Simen Reish Nun Gimel, as we learned in Reish Nun Gimel. The Stam Hatmana Ikari Hilitzarech Machar. He says, number one, that usually when you did Hatmana wasn't for at night, because if I at night, I could have just left it on my stove, right? Why do I do Hatmana? I used to wrap it in this insulation, right? For, or in sometimes even Davish, that's Mice of Hevel, if I want it for tomorrow, right? But Tzarechitu Tvei Shalei Skara. So over here, even though it's already cooked completely, I am still concerned that you might go ahead and be mechatan in the Gecholim. You know why? Because here you're not worried so much about cooking me, you're worried that it should still be warm the next day. We're worried about every case of chitui. Why? What's the concern by Atmana? Im yatman, I might go ahead and do Atmana in this the leftovers of the stove. It goes through mishum, and therefore it goes on everything. Now, so therefore, that's why we're treating, Mechaber says, I treat Atmana differently than I treat Shia. Shia, when it's mitzdamik v'raloi, I'm not worried about chitu. Usually that's for Friday night, the food. But when am I doing Atmana? That's usually for Shabbos day. So there, even though it's already completely cooked, I still am concerned that I might be mechata in order to keep it warm till the next day. Now, v'afilu imatnin, what happens if I'm doing Atmana for at night? So now that, if it's mitzdamik v'raloi, I'm certainly not going to be mechata in the gecholim. Like chilki chachamim b'gzeirasim, the chachamim did not make a chilik. Once they said no Atmana, they said no Atmana. Ma'ashein kem b'shiyah. When it comes to Shia, the Stam Shia, Rak L'Tzarech HaLayla, Sher Menicha, usually Shia was for at night, right? They were different than us. They didn't have a gas-burning stove. That's not going to get cooled off in such a small amount of time that we should be concerned that you might go ahead and be Mechata in the Gecholim. V'afilu Mitzdamik V'raloi, Mechaber said, even if it's additional cooking, Uber the Ever Mutala Kulamim and Stamak Vilaloi, now if we learned in the beginning that if it's Stamak Vilaloi, we do have those that are makel and say that you could, but the Ever, you could do that and you can eat the food if it was Mitzdamak Vilaloi and you did Hatmana in a Dava Mice of Hevel. Now, so that was the Shita of the Mechaber, and that's so too the Ramah said, the Chain Iker, that is the Iker Halacha. The Yesh Mekilim, there are those who are more makel, the Oimrim, and they say, the chol shehu chai legamri, very similar to Shia. If it is totally raw, Oyin a special called tzarchi, or it's completely cooked. Mutter batmana k'may b'shiyah. There are those who are mekel, and as we learned previously, some of the sheet just hold that this opinion is wrong. We said that b'shas atchag, if you don't do it frequently here and there, you can be samech on it. But there are those who disagree with this completely. But here, this sheet is much more mekel. This sheet says that we treat hatmana the same way we treat shiyah. So therefore, if it's totally raw, I'm not worried about shem mechat because I'm mesir das from it. If it's totally cooked, I'm also not worried about it. And therefore, you would be allowed to do atmana even in something that's ma'isav hevel. K'mayshin espara le'elv simen reishon on gimel, as we explained previously. Ubemakam shenahagi lohakol, says the Raman, the places that this became the minig, al pisvar ezoi, ein limchas v'yodah, you don't have to stop them. Aval ein linakam b'sham mekayimus, if this is not the minig in your city, you can't say, oh, this is the minig that we're going to institute. Let's see the mishabur v'yesh mekilin. What are we talking about over here that is Yesh Makilin? That's to be matman in something that's Maisav Hevel from before Shabbos. Okay, and therefore, and if it's Chai, totally raw, or totally cooked, certain places were Noyig that they allowed it, same halacha like Mashiach. Avol says the Mishavur, don't make a mistake. Lahatman b'Shabbos, b'dava she'ena Maisav Hevel, when it comes to Atmana on Shabbos, even in something that's not Maisav Hevel, even if it's bad for it, asal kulamis. This Yesh Makilin is only telling us that hatmana and davish are mice of heaven, which the mechaber says you can't do, even if it's the special kol tzarchai, even if it's completely raw. This sheet holds you allowed to, but hatmana on Shabbos, where even in davish are mice of heaven, everyone agrees that you are not allowed to do it. Okay. The Chol Shul Chai Legamri, the Mechaber, the Rama said, Sfir Lahu, what's this sheet to hold? Kevin Shul Chai, since it's totally raw, I feel him hoya matman, but Rem, it's lehem and vasha, yidea chitu l'tzarech lehlo. He says, no matter what, it's not going to be cooked for at night. But ad lamacha, when it comes that it should be cooked by tomorrow, the lava chitu yisbashal, even without being mechat, it's going to cook. Ulekach, lechashinan, and therefore, we are not saimachan. I just want I did a little bit reading up on it this morning, just so people understand, once we're in the sugya of Hatmana. So we already said that our practical case of Hatmana and Maisav Hevel is I have a pot on the blech, and I wrapped my pot up in something, okay? So I took an insulated bag, and I put it around my pot, so it stays extra hot. That is Hatmana in something that's Maisav Hevel. Or I took a blanket, I put it over, obviously something that's not flammable, I took it and I put it over the pot. But we learned these concepts of being matman davar ma'isav hevel. So yes, just so people understand what it is, they used to take the leftovers from the press, like olives or sesame seeds or other things like that, that were broken down. And what happens is there's a natural thing. As it sits there, it starts fermenting and it starts decomposing, and it actually gives off heat. And they used to use that in order to keep things hot without having, right, they didn't have a fire, and this would last for a long time because, on the contrary, the fermentation process or the breaking down of this stuff would continue for a very long time, and in fact, maybe even get even more and more. So that was practically how they would oftentimes keep pots hot, and that's what's considered a hatmana in davar shemaisav hevel. Okay, let's start sivches. Afal pi, says the Mechaber, shemuta lahashois kedera gavikira sheyeshba gecholam al pi adrachim shenisbar b'simin reishon and gimel. He says, although we learned in reishon and gimel that there's certain ways that you are able to leave a pot on the top of the oven on Shabbos, okay? And we had the sheet of the Mechaber, it was a little bit more machmer, we had the sheet of the Ramah. But the bottom line is there were various different ways that we are able to keep a pot on the stove. Okay. Imhu mechusa bebegadim, but if that pot is covered, this is what we discussed already by Negea to us. Afal pisha begadim einem esifin hevel machmas atzman. So I have, like I said, a pot that's on my blech. And I take an insulated blanket that's not flammable, and I put it over my pot. Okay. So the insulated blanket does not add any heat. The heat that's coming up is because of the fire that's under my pot, okay? Yeah. And this doesn't make a difference if it's garfikatum, in other words, if I have a blech or if I don't have a blech. Either way, it's mice of hevel, okay? So even though the blanket that's covering it is not Moisef Hevel in and of itself, Mikol Makoy Machmas Eisha Tachteyem, Moisef Hevel V'Aser. Okay? In regardless, this is considered Hatmana and Davar Shemaisef Hevel. So before we go further, let's see the Mishabura on this, because the Mishabura Machaber is going to go into a slightly different halacha over here. Says the Mishabura, Kedera Gavakira, Dehainu, Shemamida Gavakira, you place the pot down on top of the opening of the Kira. Remember, the Kira has two holes on the top. The Ein Shulei HaKedera Noigim V'Chol, and the bottom of the pot is not actually touching the coals. Okay, now the Mechaber said that if it's touching the coals, it's automatically a Mana Moisef Hevel. The Ramah learned that it's not. So according to the Mechaber, it's not touching the coals. V'Huadin, B'chehai Gavne, my medes on Gavne Kisei Shel Barzel V'Toch Kira Shelanu. You put a metal shelf in the on top of the, like a blech, on top of the Kira, and it's sitting on it. The Gamti Akadere Mevushal Kol Tzarchi, it's cooked completely. Lefi Dasa Mechaber Sham. We said you're allowed to leave it on the fire, right? So Mechaber said that if the thing is cooked completely, cooked, you're allowed to leave it on the fire. However, you have the fire, but fill in the faza, even if you do a garbakatim in our language, even if we put a blech on, mikal mak and mice of Evelhu, this heat being added over here. Okay? And therefore, it is considered atmana that is mice of Hevel. Okay? That's the Mishabura on the Mechaber. So again, just to recap the halacha we just learned, which is something we spoke about a few times, but this is the source for it. Is if I go ahead and I put my pot on my blech, and my pot I cover up with a blanket or a towel or something because I want it to stay even hotter, my fire under my blech is not so hot, that is doing hatmana, that's Moisef Hevel. I can't do it even before before Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here, and then it's Hashem, we're going to go on to the next point tomorrow. Shkoyach.